Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today. It is an exciting time as we have concluded our study in 1 John, worked our way through all five chapters and took several months to do it. I hope you enjoyed the journey at least half as much as I did. If you missed any of those, all the podcasts are on our app or on our website. You can go back and listen to whatever day you want. We've had several people kind of discover us in the middle of studies and have went back and picked up the stuff from the very beginning. I got a news from a guy just the other day who had picked us up late in John, St. John, Gospel of John, and went back all the way to the beginning in the archives and found chapter 1, verse 1, and then just, he said, man, I am just loving this. Because he didn't have to wait day to day. He could just go through and listen to however much he wanted every day. So that's pretty cool. So you can do that, and kind of gives you an audio commentary. It's a devotional commentary, not a scholarly one, but sort of an audio commentary on some of the things that we have covered in the scriptures. As I prayed and thought about what to do these last few days of the month, I don't really want to start any new topic until the first of the month. I have my own reasons for that have little to do with the calendar. It's mostly because I tape my podcast a few weeks in advance, and I'm not settled yet on where I want to go for May. So when praying about what to do the next few days, I just want to talk to you for the next few days about, and this is something that I preached to our home church at the end of March, or late March, and that was that you find the ability to resist the enemy only through resting in covenant. And it is an interesting study to work your way through the Bible, starting in the Old Testament, and watch how God has always functioned within the parameters of covenant, and that man that followed God was so accustomed to God living within the parameters of covenant that it taught man how to live, and he didn't even have the law. For instance, Joseph is sold into Egyptian slavery, and while there, works in Potiphar's house. And Potiphar's wife burns with lust towards Joseph, and Joseph says to her in resisting her, I can't do this. I can't sin against my God by sleeping with you. Which is a fascinating statement considering God has never said to anybody that they couldn't commit adultery. Remember, we're in Genesis, not Exodus. God has not yet written the Ten Commandments. So how does Joseph know that he shouldn't sleep with Potiphar's wife? Well, I think what comes out of his mouth is a pretty good hint. He says, your husband has given me charge over everything, but he didn't give me you. And so what Joseph is doing is basically taking whatever was given to him, appropriated to him through this covenant, through this deal, but refusing whatever was not appropriated to him. And he did this, I think, too, based upon the fact that he knew this is how his father worked. This is how God works. God enters into covenant with man, and thus having entered into a covenant with Abraham, that if Abraham would believe, God would bless him. I think Joseph sees marriage as a covenant between two parties and realizes that a covenant is extremely binding. And then when confronted with the possibility or the option to sleep with Potiphar's wife, Joseph refuses and has nothing to do with the law. It doesn't have anything to do with the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery, but that has never been written. It has to do with the keeping of covenant. And I think that if believers thought more in terms of covenant than they did right and wrong, they would be A, happier, B, I think we would see the fruits of morality come out in our lives even better when the root of our living was covenant. The fruit would be the goodness of God coming out in our lives. We'll continue tomorrow. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.